Proclamation number 7282 of 14th of February, 1959. No man's eye has ever seen it. No man's eye has ever seen and no man's ear ever heard what I have prepared for those who love me. But it is certain that I have unimagined glories in store for you. Only you may not take a glimpse into my kingdom of glory during your earthly life, because then you would no longer be able to live, because you would no longer be able to fulfill your earthly task in freedom of will. But you may always remember my promise and know that I love you and want to make you blissfully happy. You should know that your thinking is only ever limited, that you cannot even imagine the true heavenly kingdom, for nothing on earth would bear comparison with the glories which await you there when you can leave the earthly kingdom in a garment of light in order to enter your true home, with which earth could not bear the slightest comparison even if you imagined everything to a far more glorious extent. Their incomparable structures are the most glorious beauty. They are spiritual creations which make you exceedingly happy. They are things which you have never seen before and which only appear to you spiritually as soon as you have attained the degree of maturity to be able to see spiritually. But one thing is certain, that you will now start to live more than ever. That, looking back, you will not be able to comprehend that you once loved the world and found worldly things desirable, and you will be happy that the world did not keep you bound, otherwise you would never be able to behold this kingdom of glory. If you were able to anticipate something of the glories in earthly life or temporarily catch a glimpse of them, then you would also strive for this kingdom with all your might. But you would only ever be determined by self-love and never by pure love for me and your neighbor, and your earthly life would not be able to bring you perfection, which nevertheless is to be achieved and is also possible without the human being able to form a clear picture of what beat it you'd will consist of one day. But my word shall suffice you humans, my promise, which holds out the prospect of and dreamed of glories to you if you live according to my will. And such an unprovable promise does not force your will, for only faith gives it the right to truth, and for the believer it will also be fulfilled, but only after the entrance into the kingdom of the beyond. For this reason it is also pointless to try to imagine images of the soul's stay in the spiritual kingdom. For all ideas are only ever based on earth and its possessions, which, however, cannot be used as a comparison for the kingdom and lack all understanding for things in the spiritual kingdom of light. Therefore be satisfied with the words, what no man's eye has ever seen and what no man's ear has ever heard, that I've prepared for those who love me. Unfathomable and unspeakably glorious things await you, for my love wants to make my children happy and prepare for them an exceedingly blessed fate. And you should all strive for such a fate, but only love for me or for your brothers should ever motivate you to live according to my will, never self-love, the desire for the glories of the world of the beyond. For then this fate will never be granted to you, because only pure, selfless love will earn you such a high degree of maturity that you will be able to occupy my kingdom in all its glory. That your eye will behold and your ear will hear what you would never have dreamed of before, because all my promises will come true, because my word is eternal truth. Amen.